This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We didn't go full next level that last segment, but we still will, ladies and gentlemen. Into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, we go. Owen Schroeder is still with you. We're waiting to be rejoined by Alex. We're hoping he can make it on before the conclusion of this transmission, but be on the lookout for Alex on the War Room. Tom Papert filling in for me on the host duties there. Okay, a little fun about the former briefcase model who gave it all up to be a princess. We admire her for her sacrifice. A joke here. Guys, I need this on screen. This is funny stuff. So Meghan Markle had a nice dress on during the Oprah Winfrey interview, and she wanted to thank Monica Lewinsky for letting her borrow her dress, as you can see there. She wanted to thank Monica Lewinsky for allowing her to borrow the dress that she wore in the Oval Office when Bill rubbed off on her, rubbed one off on her, excuse me, and put a cigar where the sun don't shine. That's just a joke, though. Bill Clinton's really a good guy. He loves women. Next, it's National Women's Month right now. There's Meghan Markle, the career briefcase model who gave it all up to be a princess, a big sacrifice. It is National Women's Day, so Bill Clinton has to be locked into a cage to make sure he's not, overly celebrating women, as we know he likes to do. This is wild out of Japan. I'm not really sure how I feel about this guy. I think I kind of like him, but his opponent is the real deal for sure. Japanese candidate discusses platform dressed as the Joker. So he's got this whole act. He's the Joker, and it is just a big act. But he doesn't seem to be really necessarily negative. He seems just kind of wanting to just be part of the craziness, part of the chaos in the true Joker fashion. But interestingly enough, not the guy who's dressed as the Joker running to be the governor of Chiba Prefecture in Japan, but his opponent is the real deal. So the crazy Joker guy is one story that will catch your eye, but his opponent is the real deal. Funny enough, they don't even mention his name. Oh no, there it is. Masayaki Hirotsaku, I'm sorry if I'm butchering that. He's running as well, and he says, COVID is just the cold and vaccines are dangerous. There's the guy you want to be your governor right there. That guy will promote freedom. Not the guy dressed like the Joker. Not really sure where that goes. Other than total insanity. That would be fitting for the times, I suppose. Fitting for the times. Okay, a couple of the headlines here. I'm going to be able to get through all this news, so I can open up the phone lines at the conclusion of this break coming up. Big news from the Biden campaign. Biden says the military will focus on making maternity flight suits. Yeah, that was where he forgot his own Secretary of Defense's name. He forgot the name of the Pentagon. He forgot his own name. But that's right, because pregnant women love being blasted off at 100 G's into space, right? Right? I mean, that's what's happening here, right? Is pregnant women are dying to get blasted into space. The vacuum of space for their kid to have plenty of oxygen and, eat food. Or maybe that's the... Oh! See, they missed it. They missed the story here. This is actually extremely bigoted and misogynistic to say that we need maternity flight suits, but what about fraternity flight suits for pregnant men? You didn't think about that one, did you? Remember, that was a serious thing. During the Democrat campaigning for president, they said that men can get pregnant. That's a serious thing for them. So as a man that would like to get pregnant someday and be inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame like Michelle Obama, Big Mike, I would like a flight suit catered to my pregnant belly. So this is bigoted. It doesn't matter that no pregnant woman in their sane mind would get blasted off into space in a rocket ship. We better have that pregnancy suit for women, and we better have it for men too, damn it.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So they passed the $2 trillion stimulus bill. That makes it over $5 trillion in less than a year. That'll hyperinflate us and crash our economy. All because a virus came to your door and said, shut it down. Oh, wait, no, that was politicians. Never mind. That was Fauci. That was Fauci. And more is coming out. Billions of dollars for Democrats. Millions of dollars for Planned Parenthood. It's just a total theft of your money. Less than 10% actually goes to COVID relief. And you know what? I'll make a bold statement. You won't even get your stimulus check. You won't even get a stimulus check. But good. You shouldn't anyway. And that'll just piss people off at Biden even more. Also, this is breaking. Merrick Garland has just been confirmed as the U.S. Attorney General. Ha! That dumbass. You remember that dumbass? Remember when he was being asked questions about the border crossings and other such things, and he literally just couldn't even answer the question? He's like, oh, I don't know. Do you support having... Josh Allen was like, do you think the border crossing is illegal? He's like, well, I don't know. That's your Attorney General, a nitwit, a moron. We are being dominated and ruled by idiots and criminals. Oh, we're going to get $1,400 on Friday, says the White House. Yeah, let's see about that. Let's see about that. But it won't even be every American. And they're going to take your tax return from 2019 before they shut down the economy and say, what was the cutoff? I think 75,000 or something. And they're going to say, oh, you made more than $75,000 in 2019, so you don't qualify. Imagine. Well, that's what's about to happen. Meanwhile, the Democrats pushing for more war. Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat, urges Biden administration to not remove troops from Afghanistan. What a punk. Why don't you take your fat ass to Afghanistan, you Democrat punk? Who wants Americans to die and rot overseas? You sick, sadistic son of a bitch! Sending our troops to die at war when you wouldn't sacrifice your pinky finger? I'm sick of these politicians! Every damn American that's red-blooded wants the troops home, except our politicians that make millions of dollars on their Raytheon stocks. Millions of dollars on their Lockheed stocks. Their Boeing stocks they're not so sure about now. You know, Boeing got all woke. Now their engines are blowing up with the new woke Southwest Airlines and everything else. What a sick punk. What a sick punk jerk that doesn't want to bring the troops home. Bob Menendez from New Jersey. A total scum. Meanwhile, this is crazy. Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan ask House Judiciary to probe conservatorships, citing Free Britney. Britney Spears back in the mainstream. Wow. Craziness here. All right. I got a couple more headlines I want to cover. Real quick, phone number. I'm going to open up the phone lines for the fourth hour here. 877-789-2539. Anything we've discussed is fair game, but certainly, I mean, you can comment on the mask mandates being lifted, but the liberals still loving it. You can talk about the stimulus bill that is ripping us off and robbing us dry. You can talk about Biden can't think, can't talk. What are they going to do to get him out of office? Are they going to continue to having him there without doing any press conferences and fading right in front of us? Anything we've covered today is fair game. And remember, everything we do is only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. We still have free shipping store-wide for three more days. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Continue to shop with the good guys. Keep us on air. We can't thank you enough. But don't take InfoWars for granted, folks, and don't take our products for granted either. Any day, they can come shut us down. Believe me, it's in their playbook. But with the support of God and your prayers and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com, we will remain steadfast in this fight. All right. Let me take a deep breath. Bring it down. The engines are overheating. We've been going. We've been pushing 200 miles per hour here. We're going to cool off the jets, cool off the engines, take a deep breath. We're going to take your phone calls coming up for the rest of the broadcast. Now, here's an interesting thing, and I'd like the crew to humor me here, if you would, please. Crew, get your fingers ready, because I wanted to do this live on air. So, apparently, the last three mayors of Baltimore have all been caught committing crimes. So, guys, just go ahead and plug in Sheila Dixon, stealing from the poor, and let's just pull up those stories. I just want to document this in live time. So somebody pull up Sheila Dixon, convicted stealing from the poor. And then somebody pull up Stephanie Rawlings Blake, advocated for Baltimore riots. And then pull up Catherine Pugh, raided by the FBI for taking bribes. So the last three mayors of Baltimore have all resigned because of their scams that they've run. And so we're just pulling it all up right now. It's all true. So now, guys, can I, are you noticing something here? All of them have something in common. Are you guys seeing this? Am I allowed to say all of them have something in common? Sheila Dixon, Stephanie Blake, and Catherine Pugh all have something in common. They're black. Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to say that. My bad. They're women. No, you can't say that either. No, but what is the actual story here? They're all Democrats. Doesn't matter the color of a Democrat's skin. Doesn't matter whatever gender the Democrat claims they are. They're all liars, they're all conmen, they're all thieves, and the only Democrats that have any integrity left are leaving the Democrat Party quickly, like Vernon Jones. So, yeah, you want to know why your inner cities that are mostly black, like Baltimore, are falling apart at the seams? Democrat Party leadership. Democrat Party leadership. And the problem is they always get bailed out by the federal government. And now this latest COVID relief bill has done just that for New York, for Illinois, for California. Your money is now paying for New York, California, and Illinois to be so deep in debt and have a failing economy, your tax dollars, which, of course, aren't your tax dollars anymore. They just print money. So why can't I print money? Why does the government get to just print money out of hand, but I don't? And then I have to pay them money to print money. It's all backwards. More evidence of the total election theft that was. Nobody voted for Biden. Mainstream web traffic slumped after Trump left the White House. Yeah, and again, there's nobody that you can cite that's left the Republican Party or the Trump support to go Democrat. There's not a single one. You can't find it. But there's entire movements based on people leaving the left, leaving the Democrat Party, whether it's the Walk Away movement or Blexit or any of the other ones. And now all the traffic that would normally be there because of Trump support is all gone. Nobody cares about Biden. None of Biden's White House videos even get a million views. And that's including his inauguration video. He does live streams every day. They don't even get 1,000 people to tune in. He's a fake president. He's an ineffectual president. A false president that they installed in there with their massive election theft campaign of 2020. And all the proof is in the pudding. Biden didn't campaign. Nobody showed up to his events. There's zero interest in a Biden event. Trump, meanwhile, had the biggest rallies ever in political history, even during the fake pandemic that they tried to cancel all of his events. Still happened. Biden couldn't debate. Biden can't do press conferences. Biden doesn't know where he is. He doesn't remember the name of his defense secretary. He can't even remember the name of the Pentagon. Remember, he forgot the name of Obama. He even forgot Barack Obama's name. His dogs are out of control, running around biting security. And there's zero public interest. There's zero public support. We're having everything stolen from us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Everything.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, birth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trying to call in. We're not taking phone calls, but we are waiting to be rejoined by Alex Jones here coming up shortly on the Alex Jones Show, and he'll be sticking around hosting some of the War Room as well with Tom Papert live from the great grocery store there in Florida, Oats Seed to Table, where it's a revolutionary act to promote freedom and freedom of choice and breathe air. Yes, it's a revolutionary act down there, apparently. And it is interesting, as you're watching the live stream there, where Alex will be joining us momentarily, some people are still wearing their masks, and that's fine. Others are not. The workers are not. But we're about to really face this dichotomy now in Texas, and it's going to be happening at a political level, and it's going to be happening at a just a street level as well, where Abbott, with an unelected doctor, say that, no, you have to wear the mask forever, Austin. You're not free. I don't know anybody that likes Adler, by the way. It's kind of like a Biden deal. Somehow gets in office, but nobody votes for him. But he says, no, you're going to have to wear the mask forever. And I've got this doctor here that you've never heard of and you never elected, but he's now in charge of you. He's now in charge of you and your life and your body, so wear the mask. Even though Texas just said, no, we're not wearing the mask. But don't worry, they're going to pass Texas HB3 and they'll force you to take a vaccine and wear a mask eventually anyway. So just be ready for that. They'll pass that tomorrow is my guess. I pray they don't, but it will be introduced tomorrow. But you're going to see now, and I already saw it this morning, just running some errands, and I'm going to be doing more observation tonight and over the course of the rest of this weekend. Are people going to comply with the alien takeover, put the face mask on, breathe their own carbon emissions? Or are they going to embrace freedom here in Austin, Texas? But see, the pressure, I think people are over Adler, and nobody likes the guy. So it's not going to be Adler that puts on the pressure. It's going to be liberals, okay? That's who it's going to be. And I'll just say this. Where I go work out, it's been a struggle because everyone hates the masks, but they have Democrats that work out at this gym. And whenever they see somebody not wearing a mask, they call corporate and they go complain to the general manager. I'm not kidding you. In fact, I mean, I'll just say it. I just don't want to give away too many details. I mean, we got a group up there. We play basketball regularly. And folks, I'm not even kidding you. It started up about 2 or 3 months ago whenever they reopened the courts and were letting guys play. And we would go out there and we'd be playing ball and it would always be women, and they'd come into the gym and they would start filming us. And so nobody really knew what was going on. And I always have the instinct as, oh, is somebody trying to dox me or, you know, say, this is where he works out, come attack him. Or is this somebody who just wants to be like, hey, look, guys are playing ball at the gym or, I don't know. But it kept happening over and over. And then we caught on because after it happened, every time a general manager or a worker would come over and either shut us down or tell us to put masks on. And so then we put two and two together. So liberal Democrats would see guys in a, this is a totally separate building, by the way, doors, everything. And they would come into the gym to film us playing basketball, and then they would send the video to corporate and show the video to the front desk and say, look, they're not wearing masks. Oh, but you're such a, you're so afraid, you come into the different building where we're at. And so there was a little pushback, a little back and forth. We won in the long run. But still to this day, every time we're in there playing basketball, by the way, running up and down the court, the CDC even says not to wear a mask while you're working out. It's you know, because breathing in your own carbon dioxide emissions are bad, and you need increased oxygen levels when you have heavy exercise and your heart is pumping the blood. It's science, but, you know, don't tell the Democrats. Still to this day, every time we play ball, somebody comes in and films us so they can complain to corporate. That's how pathetic our liberal counterparts are. See, these people are totalitarians. It was never about a virus. It was never about a face mask. It was never about saving grandma or this or that or the other thing. It was always about control. It was always about forcing their will on you and forcing you to join their cult. That's what it's always been about. That's what it's always going to be about. And that's why the average liberal is the most dishonest, faux intellectual person that you will ever meet in your life. And yeah, I'll sit here and say it. Not all. Of course not all. I have friends that are liberals. They'll have real conversations. We'll disagree on stuff, and that's fine. Not these people. Not the people in the liberal death cult. Walking around wearing two masks, three masks now, because it's all a virtue signal. And so I saw it in Austin today. Oh, the libs are wearing their masks. They're wearing three masks, four masks, and they have their chests pumped out because they're making their statement. They're making their statement now. And then some fat ass will come up to you weighing 400 pounds and tell you, you're making things dangerous for me. Hey, here's an idea. Go run a lap. Oh, and it comes out. I mean, think about it. Yeah, the science. Let me tell you about the science. The data. Let me tell you about the data. Over 70% of COVID deaths came from people who were obese. Over 70% of COVID deaths had comorbidities. So, folks, it's literally people showing up weighing 400 pounds with cancer that die, and they say it's COVID. It's a blanket statement, but it's diabetes, it's cancer, it's old age, it's all this other stuff, and they just say, oh, it's COVID. Yeah, you're 400 pounds, and your body has to heat up and fight a virus, and your white blood cells are basically worthless because you're so unhealthy. Yeah, that virus could kill you, especially if you don't get your right vitamin D, vitamin E, and the rest of it. But hey, don't let that get in the way of a good Democrat tyrannical takeover. So I'm really looking forward to all the libtards that are going to be telling me to wear a mask. I'm telling you, because now they're making their statement. I'm now going to be making my statement. I've posted videos of some confrontations I've had, but for the most part, I've not wanted to be too confrontational. I'll wear it to walk in and then pull it down and then nobody says anything to me. I'm not even going to give them that anymore. And they will be hearing from me if they want to get in my face about a mask. And by the way, you know, that one, there was a video from, I think it was New Jersey, this one girl who gets in an Uber car and she got a little physical with him, probably a mistake, which she did admit to. But you know what? She had a little follow-up to that. And you know what? She's actually, she's kind of right. I mean, I feel bad for the driver. He gets coughed in the face, but it's a fake pandemic anyway. But the girl made a point. I mean, he wanted to drop her off in the middle of a road and then...
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot of the folks at this packed grocery store can't hear the music we're piping in, but they can hear my voice. I'm listening to Andy Griffith and the theme song from the Andy Griffith Show. And let me tell you, Oak Farms Seed to Table is as close to Mayberry RFB as you can get. People aren't wearing the cult mask in here. People are awake. They know what's going on. And America is popular. And I am so proud of Texas and the people of Texas. There's a lot of the great people around the country, whether they're from New Jersey or even California, there's a lot of good people. But I got to give credit where credit's due. Florida, with its people and its governor, has been, and people like Matt Gaetz, Florida is the first to make it criminal for big tech to censor people. Now they're taking action. Florida is the first to come out and say the masks are garbage. Florida is the first this whole damn time to be bucking the system. And now your governor is continuing to lead the way. And so I just want to say that we salute Florida And as soon as our fake Texas governor, Greg Abbott, saw all the incredible things that DeSantis and others are doing here, he began to follow suit. And his approval rating went back up, by the way. So who knew? Freedom was popular. I was just listening to Owen Schroyer, my great co-host of my show, the Alex Jones Show. He's the main host of the War Room. He was talking about now the leftists are wearing 3 or 4 masks. They're doing it all over L.A., all over New York, all over Austin, Texas. So a lot of the New Yorkers are fleeing collapsing New York, but they're actually trying to leave what made New York bad. Californians, for some reason, are bringing all their problems to Texas and acting just like they did there. What is their problem? Owen Schroyer, I've got a lot to cover here today, a lot to go over with you. Alfie Oaks is going to be here a little bit later, probably in the last hour or less. I'm going to do a tour here, but I had to come see this piece of Americana. I know you're a big fan of it. I know you've checked it out. I know that some of the other crew has checked it out, and they're big fans. I tell you, this needs to be duplicated all over the country, and it's starting to as people dawn to the fact that they're never going to take the mask off. It's a symbol of humans being evil and world government and the Great Reset. And almost nobody I see, even in now in Naples, is wearing the damn things, except for some of the tourists that are visiting, and they're getting deprogrammed really, really quickly. But I want to warn everybody, there are real viruses that will kill you better than a hammer. And I'm not even the healthiest, as I work around the clock and do a lot of stuff, but I know how to be healthy, and I know why I never really get sick. And that is vitamins and minerals that you get from fresh fruit and vegetables, and also from supplementation. So we don't want people to think, you know, out there there is an issue, but like Owen was saying, if you're obese, and I'm starting to get there just from the stress, I'll lose the weight, don't worry. That puts you up there. But if you don't have vitamins and minerals, you're a dead duck. That's the number one thing. But they don't want you to know that. All these Antifa folks that look like they've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 10,000 years. Owen Schroyer, what do you make of all this?
Well, I'm going to be observing very closely over the next course of the 5 days or over the weekend, Alex, to see what it looks like in society out here in Austin. I will tell you just from a couple errands I ran this morning, the mask enforcement, I did not receive any enforcement, and usually I would, just to walk into a store, I'll put the mask on, then I take it off, and they don't harass me, or the gym, or something like that. Well, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not capitulating 1% anymore. I'm not going to put it around my head. You're not even going to see it. And if they want to get bold with me, I'm going to take my stand now. Because this is it, Alex. This is where we have to take our stand. This is the culture war happening right now. And if we take a knee, if we step back right now, then we're going to be masked up forever. And you know, like I said, though, they're wearing 2-3 masks to make their statement, Alex. They're virtue signaling harder than ever. So we have to go with the truth harder than ever and let them know, hey, you say carbon dioxide emissions are killing the planet. You're sucking them in at dangerous levels right now. You're going to die from that by your own logic. Why are you wearing that mask?
But see, by their own logic, they're telling us that we're dirty, we're evil, we're the Great Reset, we need to die. That's actually what they're doing. And the funny thing about most leftists is they know they're part of a death cult. And they see this as all of us submitting to them and going down with the ship. So I guess we're actually here in the last hour of the Alex Jones Show. We've got the War Room coming up. I get all my time zones mixed up here, Owen, but there's so much to get into. But I started the broadcast today, and then I went to a very interesting talk with somebody that I'll get to later once we're able to release information about it. Very, very exciting things happening here in Florida. I'll leave it at that. But what do you make of the Wall Street Journal saying, oh, are you calling for violence when you say they're doing secret experimentation on us, an offensive biological attack, and that we have to start having a discussion about defending ourselves? Yes. When the state comes and injects a bunch of newborn babies with an experimental illegal vaccine that they admit and scientists say shouldn't be given to them, and they die, grand juries need to indict the hospital workers that give that to the newborn babies if they get sick or die, and they need to send them to prison. I don't care if the federal government gives liability protection to vaccine makers. They're trying to extend it to medical workers, just like the governor of Virginia said a few years ago, keep baby comfortable. And they keep babies alive and harvest their organs. This is dehumanization. They don't want to just kill our great old people or unborn babies. They want us all. They want us to be a commodity. They don't want us to stand together for human life. We need to be territorial about human life. We need to stand together and say to the globalists, we know about your plan. We're aware of your criminal activity. And we know you're assaulting us. And you are on notice to cease and desist. Your New World Order, take over now.
Yeah. I love the remote setting, Alex. That brings me back to my old days in radio. It's really a classic thing, the remote radio broadcast. You know, you've been saying something for years, though, Alex, is that, and it's just basic psychology, You know, we project our intentions or our goodness onto others. So I get maybe 10% of the media inquiries, probably less. But and so when I would have people ask me about, hey, what do you think about this on January 6th and that, or back in the day, I would always respond thinking that they had good intentions. They wanted to write the real story. They actually used my quotes every damn time, unless it's, you know, the Gateway Pundit or National File or something like that. Every damn time it's a hit piece. Every damn time they take my words out of context or cut them up. Every time without fail. So it's to the point now, Alex, I don't take any media inquiries. I don't even respond to these people because all they do is lie and twist and contort. And it's sad. It's sad that that's where we're at now in society where, hey, you're going to write about me. Here's what I say about it. But now it's safer for me to just step back and say, I'm not going to comment on the story you're writing about me because you're just going to lie and deceive and twist.
Well, that's right. Now when I respond to mainstream media, I will do it on air. And that way their name is out there and it's on record what I really said. Because he sends me all these clips about, oh, are you calling for violence? You know, and I know I said they're assaulting us, violating the Nuremberg Code, violating the Geneva Convention. I'm against offensive violence. But they're coming with violence with these poison vaccines and secret experimentation and illegal activity. And they're banning these mRNA vaccines from South Africa to Switzerland to India, and then you go, hey, you're calling for violence. No, you are assaulting us. You're telling us we're not essential. You're saying our businesses aren't essential, but your big tech is, as China makes more billionaires than all the other billionaires combined in 1 year. This is an authoritarian globalist takeover, and ground zero fighting it is Oak Farms seed to table in Naples, Florida. Let them hear you, Florida! USA! 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 And I'll tell you, it's not that America's perfect, but compared to communist Chinese, the EU, the old New World Order, it's the idea that's a hell of a lot better than tyranny, and we're fighting for it against the globalists, and that's why we salute all the veterans and all the patriots who stood up against tyranny so this republic still exists.
And I think, big tip of the hat. You got to love what's going on in Florida, Alex, Missouri, South Dakota, North Dakota, some of the Midwest states. And I hope that Texas culturally and politically fights to take the lead role in this. And Adler, I don't know if
that's right.
This
is Texas's fight under the UN, Chi-Com, California, commie invasion. They're like locusts that have already destroyed their states. Now they're coming to eat us in Texas. And we've got to wake up out of our coma and say no to the leftists. Because they've used Texas hospitality to train us to bow down to the left. And Texas is almost blue and is dying. And next they'll destroy Florida and every other state. We've got to stop surrendering to the leftists. They're a cult of evil.
Well, we're going to have the political battle here in Texas, Alex. Adler already came out and said, nope, Austin has a mask mandate. We don't care what the governor says. But Ken Paxton, the attorney general, said they're exploring every avenue to fight back against this. So Steve Adler, the mayor of Austin, Texas, needs to be sued. He needs to be sued for his terrorist attacks
against us. Steve Adler is a degenerate piece of filth. All right, we'll be right back on the other side with Owen Stroyer. I'm Alex Jones.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Segment to pop in and say hi, because he was up there in D.C. on the 6th of January to give his take on what he witnessed. He's here with his wife and his son. He's an author, 24 books, and he's just going to pop in because he's a great guy, and I've seen him at many rallies over the years. And also, I ran into him one time when my car wouldn't start, and he helped me out. But long story short, he was out there when we were there in April of last year saying the lockdowns will never end, almost a year ago. I guess more than a year ago now, gosh, that the lockdowns would never end and that this was a total police state takeover. This was March, or rather, this was about a year ago. March and April, we protested. So that shows how premeditated and how evil this is. But going back to Owen Schroyer, who's hosting the last segment here of my show, and I'll be co-hosting with him coming up on the War Room today in the next 3 hours, and Alvie Oaks is going to be here in studio with us coming up in about an hour from now as well during the War Room today. But Owen, when I see these articles every day, it's not like, oh, I've got 20 more articles about people dying after they took a COVID vaccine. I'm just like, how the hell is this happening? And look at how targeted America is. They're giving only certain areas of Africa, areas of the U.S., areas of Australia, areas of Canada, and a few areas of Europe, these particular vaccines that are killing so many people. So that's why South Africa's banned it. That's why Switzerland's banned it. A bunch of other countries, India has banned it. But not here in the United States. And so they're just testing to see how dumb we are and how many people they can kill. And so let's go ahead and play this local CBS newscast out of Austin, Texas, that's talking about Utah. This is a young woman, mother of a 9-year-old, totally healthy, worked at a doctor's office, stepped up and took the vaccine, as her Air Force veteran dad says. She was his favorite child, the one who was going to take care of him when he was old. And it's so hard when she said, I'm much sadder than when my dad died. Yeah, because your dad probably died of natural causes and he died old. Your daughter, your future, your granddaughter's mother, dead days after she took it. And it's the same story. They murdered Hank Aaron. They're murdering everybody. It's all a test to see who they can kill and then to get the doctors and lawyers involved to cover up for it because they're going to feel like they're guilty. So they know the reverse psychology. The average doctor or nurse who wasn't part of this will then go along with this secret experimentation because they won't want to admit they've been part of evil. So that's how this too evil to fail corruption works and how they get people involved in the corruption. And I wanted to get Owen Schroyer's take on that. But first, here's a few minutes from the heart-wrenching newscast that's on Infowars.com. And by the way, they're blocking this news piece on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, and a crime against humanity. They're blocking this. So they have to even say on CBS, we're not saying vaccines are bad. We're not saying just, you should know, you should be informed, because everybody does know. The vast majority do know they're bad. They could have clean vaccines. They could do all this. They don't do it because it's a Trojan horse. It's the globalist playing God. Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate you, and now he runs this worldwide program. Learn about it. Learn about the truth. I met with one of the heads, former heads of a major U.S. intelligence agency today. And he was laying it all out. He goes, they didn't test this on rats. They tested on us because they're targeting us. So people always talk about Q and Army intelligence and all that. What about real people that have been inside the government and know the truth? Well, they're going to be coming public very, very soon. The globalists are scared, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and play this CBS news clip on the young, beautiful mother, no health problems, dead as a doornail after she took the second shot, just like Hank Aaron. Don't be like Hank Aaron. Don't let them kill you.
Last week, we brought you an investigation into COVID vaccine side effects and where to report them. During that investigation, we found four reported deaths filed by Utah families and their caregivers.
One particular case stood out to us, a 39-year-old single mom from Ogden with no known pre-existing conditions. Her family sat down with me this weekend as they were saying their final goodbyes. And while they're not against vaccines, they do believe information is power as we all make our own medical decisions.
I really didn't cry when my dad died. I cry a lot for her. And I'm at a stage in my life where I'm okay with that.
Alfred Holly is a retired fighter pilot, a military man who's known risk and loss and taken it all in stride until now.
She's the one that had promised to take care of me when I was old.
The death of his youngest daughter, Cassidy, came out of nowhere 4 days after her second dose of the COVID vaccine.
She came in early and said that her heart was racing.
Cassidy and her 9-year-old daughter lived with her parents.
She got sick right away. Soreness at the shot location. Then she started getting sick. Then she started complaining that she was drinking lots of fluids, but she couldn't pee. And then she felt a little bit better the next day.
Cassidy was a surgical tech for a plastic surgeon and stepped up to get the shot without hesitation.
She was absolutely fine with getting it. She told all of us, it's fine. You guys should all get it.
Cassidy's sister, Kristen, lives in Arizona, but the two talked every day.
You know, everybody from her work had kind of had flu-like symptoms, so we all thought that was normal.
Cassidy got the second Moderna shot on a Monday. By Thursday morning, they were in the ER and answering questions.
Is there any explanation? The night said that she just had the shot, and they did a blood test, and they immediately came back and said she's really, really sick.
From the hospital, we got a call saying that they were going to lifeflight her to Murray Trauma Center. And so I immediately jumped on a plane.
At Intermountain, doctors worked to stabilize Cassidy in hopes of a liver transplant.
It all went so fast.
She was healthy, happy, active, the greatest mom you ever saw in your life. And then she was so sick that she was, you know, in less than probably 12 hours, she was intubated and on life support. And then she passed 30 hours after we took her to the emergency room.
The state medical examiner's office cannot comment on the case, but spoke to us about if and when an autopsy would provide answers.
Did the vaccine cause this? I think that would be very hard to demonstrate at autopsy.
Dr. Eric Christensen, Utah's chief medical examiner, says proving vaccine as a cause of death almost never happens.
This was an anaphylactic reaction related to this event. But short of that, it would be very difficult, really, I think, for us to definitively say this is the vaccine.
We will post this in full to Bandai Video, this segment, and we will post the next segment together explaining that this is a snuff film. CBS News confirms with state medical examiner, young, beautiful mother, dead from anaphylactic shock. Now, what did Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor for decades, runs major clinics, say on the show last week, desperately warning you. 10 ways that can kill you. The mRNA vaccine, which she took. Anaphylactic shock. A very, very serious cytokine storm. But then it's too hard at the cellular micro level to ever document one way or the other. There's another way it can kill you. That's what it sounds like happened to her. This can go under the same rubric or same umbrella of anaphylactic shock. I'm no doctor. I read the literature. And that is the autoimmune response. Your liver and kidneys and lungs and heart fail. And that's what it does. It goes in. It's a protein in your body. And it attacks the protein. And some people don't die right away. But what the top scientists are saying, Dr. Wolfgang Ludarg and others, the head of the EU Commission, is this will, down the road, when you get any connection to a flu virus, a cold virus, anything, your body will then have a violent anaphylactic response, cytokine storm, you name it, to that injection. So the best money on this Bill Gates weapon is that it's designed to get rid of your immune system by making you basically have a giant overreaction to your natural environment. But it hits different people different ways, so it's like a spin the wheel of what you're going to get. Are you going to get sterilized? You're going to have spontaneous abortions, you know, because it destroys the placenta. Are you going to have a cytokine storm and die of allergic reaction? Or are you going to die of autoimmune disease when it eats your liver?
It's government-mandated Russian roulette, Alex.
It's government-mandated Russian roulette, and Pfizer pulled out, excuse me, Merck pulled out 2 months ago saying it's too dangerous, it doesn't work. And all these countries pull out, but all big tech spends their time covering up us trying to warn you because they're in on the murder. It's all a giant...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
The kid did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.